Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, November 27th. Coming up, we'll learn about what the community can expect to see at the Parade of Lights in Champaign this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Champaign County is looking for feedback on plans to redesign part of a north-south arterial road in Urbana. IPM's Arjun Tucker reports on the proposal for South Lincoln Avenue.
Walk sign is on to cross Lincoln.
The part of South Lincoln Avenue adjacent to the University of Illinois campus has seen heavy vehicle traffic and several crashes and injuries over the years. State transportation officials have flagged the road for safety improvements. J.D. McClanahan is with Champaign County's Regional Planning Commission.
A frequently expressed issue was pedestrian infrastructure. So both from pedestrians saying, I don't feel safe crossing the road, and also from drivers saying, I don't know when a pedestrian is going to try to walk across the road.
More than a mile of the road will be repaved. Other changes could include bike lanes, new pedestrian crossings, and fewer vehicle travel lanes. But construction could be years away. The county is gathering public input through the beginning of next year. Officials hope to apply for grant funding to speed up the project timeline. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
For more information and to share feedback, you can visit the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission website at ccprc.org. A city-run homeless shelter in Champaign Township is facing an uncertain future. That's after voters rejected a property tax increase to help keep the facility running. The Low Barrier Strides shelter currently relies on federal American Rescue Plan dollars to stay open, but that money is expected to run out next summer. Champaign Township Supervisor Kyle Patterson says the referendum would have allowed the city to expand its housing resources.
A lot of the increase would have gone towards funding what's already currently funded. We did have some additional funds in there so that we could do things like expand our staffing a little bit, offer pathways to permanent housing, and increase some of the funds for what we do out of our office.
The tax increase was expected to bring in around $4 million in revenue a year. Patterson says the township is considering its options to keep the shelter operational. It's been a tradition to eat turkey for Thanksgiving since the 1800s. But Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports some data suggests the turkey has lost footing in recent years.
The 2023 holiday season saw the least amount of turkey sold since 1980. Consumption of whole turkeys was at just over 4 pounds per capita, according to research by Brian Ernest. He's an economist at CoBank, a rural cooperative bank and farm lender. Even with the dip, Ernest says most shoppers are still choosing turkey for their Thanksgiving meal.
I think in general, though, as consumer preferences are changing, we may 10 years from now look back and say, well, there was a shift kind of already occurring with younger population.
Smaller gatherings and a focus on convenience may be driving more people toward things like hams or roasts, Ernest's report suggests. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. From processed meats to produce, millions of pounds of food has been pulled off of shelves around the country due to health concerns in recent months. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, food contamination is one reason behind recalls.
Listeria and deli meat, E. coli and carrots. These are just a few examples of recent bacteria outbreaks that have sickened people and in certain cases caused deaths. Byron Chavez, food safety extension specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says there are many reasons why food gets contaminated.
So it could be the ingredients, it could be a food contact surface, it could be sometimes in retail spaces, it could be a worker that is sick and maybe there is a lack of protective mechanisms to prevent contamination.
He says most contaminated foods does not make it to the store, but it does happen. For him, this is where regulations, safety education, and awareness is important. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll learn about what the community can expect to see at the Parade of Lights in Champaign this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly mixing with snow at times and a high of 44 degrees, a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a mix of light rain and snow and a low of 30 degrees. Minor snow accumulation of an inch or less is possible in some areas. A northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39 degrees. A northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 21 degrees. A northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 30 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, author Ken Liu. He's best known for science fiction stories, or speculative fiction as he calls it. He's also a former software engineer and corporate lawyer. We'll talk with him about his life, his writing, and the promise and peril of our uncertain future. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Parade of Lights returns to kick off the holiday season in downtown Champaign this Saturday, November 30th. I spoke with Jenna Manolakis, the executive director of Champaign Center Partnership, about what goes into prepping for the event and what the community can expect to see. Jenna, this is the 24th annual Parade of Lights. Candy Cane Lane is the theme this year. Who comes up with the themes for Parade of Lights?
We have a committee of local business owners and managers and who join, and we also take ideas from the public as well. And so we compile them all together, and then the committee votes on it.
Does that affect the decorations, or is it just a general holiday theme that you give to the parade?
No, we ask all of our floats to decorate to the theme, as well as this year we were actually erecting a candy cane lane on Taylor Street.
I saw that there is a tree downtown currently. There's also a lot of construction across the street from it. Has that affected anything with the route or setup?
The setup, yes, just because the tree is usually right in front of Big Grove where all of that construction is. So back in August, we had to think really hard where would be the best place, has the right electricity, has enough room. It just happened to be across the street, so that worked. The route, not really. The construction doesn't really get in the way of that. It just doesn't make it as pretty as it usually is,
sure.
I guess.
The Parade of Lights also coincides with Small Business Saturday. Do those actually correlate with each other, or do they just happen to be on the same day?
We definitely try to have them correlate with each other, because this year I actually introduced the Passport of Presents. In Candy Cane Lane, you can pick up a passport, and it has a little box for all of our participating member businesses. And if you spend over $20 at the member business, you'll get a stamp. And if you do 5 stamps, you'll get entered into a raffle for a $500 prize. So This isn't just for the Parade of Lights either. This runs from November 30th, the Parade of Lights, to January 8th. So you can get all of your Christmas shopping in and try to make it local.
Nice. Oh, that's so sweet. I like that a whole lot.
Yeah.
For anybody who is interested in participating in the float and Parade of Lights, I know that this year I would hope that it would be closed so that people could get working on their floats. But what does it take for people who want to participate in the parade to do so? How would they get involved in it?
In August, we open up and start posting on social media that we're starting to look for floats. So go to our website. There's a link and it says sign up for floats. So you'd fill out like a Google form and then you'd pay a fee. It's cheaper if you do it before October 31st. You get working and then you'll receive instructions about how you'd enter downtown on the day of.
What are the restrictions, or I guess what are the requirements to participate in it? I assume obviously going along with the theme, but do you have to be a business?
Nope. You can be whomever you are. I mean, businesses usually are the ones that do it because they are marketing for themselves.
Sure.
But if you're a single individual and you have a truck and you want to put lights on it because they have to be lighted, then you are welcome to join.
What is the actual day of the Parade of Lights like?
Candy Cane Lane on Taylor Street will start at 1. So we will have face painters, balloon animals, vendors. There'll be food and drinks out there. We're having New Soul play at Cowboy Monkey starting at 4. And then we'll have the CUTC Dickensian Caroler starting at 4:30, as well as the Centennial Choir starting at 4:30. There's going to be kids crafts, and then there's visits with Santa at Big Grove Tavern, which from 1 to 2:30, it will be sensory friendly with See You Able in the place for people with autism. And then the parade, of course, and then the tree lighting.
Did they have a menorah lighting last year too?
They did. There is menorah. I believe it is in front of Anthem this year.
What is it about the Parade of Lights that you like or are drawn to?
I think it's amazing how much the community comes together for this event. It is our most popular event of the year. All the volunteers that give their time away from their family, because this is Thanksgiving week, it is a lot to ask. Yeah, it's just a very community-driven event, and it's so great that we can do it on Small Business Saturday, because it also encourages our community to get out into the community and support our community.
Activities for the Parade of Lights and Small Business Saturday start at 1 p.m. in downtown Champaign on Saturday, November 30th, and the parade starts at 6. For more information, visit champaigncenter.com. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Analika Ochuba, Elizabeth Rempert, Anna Pope, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday, December 2nd.